Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful for this fire that you have brought us in the service of Jehovah God. I want to thank you for the moment of praise, the moment of worship, the moments of prayer that we have made to you this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, even as we enter into the moment of your word, mighty Father, I pray that you use me this day for your glory. Anoint my mouth, anoint the words and meditations of my heart. Let them be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that send forth your word with power and authority, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to send my greetings to all of you, wherever you are connected, wherever you are listening, in the name of Jesus. I saw somebody is watching from YouTube. God bless you. Is it, let me see. Somebody is connecting from YouTube. God bless her heart, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Our sister in the Lord is watching there. God bless you in the name of Jesus. And wherever you are watching from, hallelujah, stay connected in the spirit, because the Lord has something for us today in the name of Jesus. And I believe that our lives will never be the same again. Let us go to the book of Exodus chapter 32. The book of Exodus chapter 32. I will begin reading from verse 13 to 14. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people. Praise be to Jesus. The title of my sermon today is Calling God to Remembrance. Praise be to Jesus. Calling God to Remembrance. There's a time in life where you have to call God to remembrance. Praise be to God. Because in this life, it is very easy for people to forget about you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You may do people mighty things. You may be a blessing to people. You may open doors and opportunity to people. Praise be to God. You may pray for people. They can get healed. They can get the blessing they are looking for. But yet you, as a child of God, you are in a situation where nobody seems to remember you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It reaches a time that Moses had to remind God to remember the covenant he had with his servant Abraham. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a situation where you have to look back and say, Lord, remember. Remember the promise that you had. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Because you can live in this life like you are a forgotten case. You can live in this life that nobody even remember your name. Nobody even remember that they met with you. Even your pastor may not even remember your face. Praise be to God. You come to church, you sing in the choir, and the pastor doesn't even remember you. You are the one that cleans the church all the time. You are the one that arranges the chairs in the church. You are the one that plays the keyboard, and even the man of God may not even remember you until something is stirred up in the spirit of remembrance. Praise be to Jesus. There are times that we have to invoke the power of the spirit of remembrance. Praise be to God. All our situation will remain the same because nobody is thinking about us. You wonder why people are not helping you. You wonder why people are not assisting you. You wonder why people are not out to help you, because they are not remembering you. Do you know there's a lot of people that you have met in this life and you have been a blessing to them, but they don't remember you anymore? Because if they remember you, they will be sending you a message. If they remember you, they will want to be a blessing to you. Praise be to Jesus. But because you are not in their memory, they have forgotten about you. Some have gone and now are doing well. Some were in your midst when they were jobless. You prayed for them. They got a good job. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And you don't hear about them again. You begin to wonder what happened to this brother, what happened to this sister. Praise be to God. You meet with a guy struggling in the ministry, you pray for them, God bless them, they go, their ministry prosper. Praise be to God. And they disappear, they don't remember you again. Praise be to God. We live in a world like that, where people don't have automatic tendency of remembering the good deeds that others have done. Praise be to Jesus Christ, to God. That's why we have to bring to God to remembrance, that the Lord may remember. The Lord may remember the covenant that we have with him. Moses brought God to remembrance when he told God, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by yourself and said to them, I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We have been grafted to become the seeds of Abraham. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because we have entered into a better covenant, the covenant of the blood of Jesus. And we know that the Jesus Christ of Nazareth was the offspring of Abraham that was promised that the blessing will be enriched through him. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So it's the same way we have been grafted into a covenant, the everlasting covenant that root us back to the Abrahamic covenant, the covenant that God had with his servant Abraham, with his servant Isaac, with his servant Israel. Praise be to God. There is a blessing, there is a covenant that God had spoken. Praise be to God, that we have to go back to that place, because life may tend to throw us things that which are not part of us. Life may tend to throw us things that are out of order, but we have to return back and remind God, remember God, you promised that we shall be like the stars. Praise be to God. I don't know about you, but I want to be like the stars of heaven. Praise be to God. Do you know, as a child of God, you inherit the authority to be like the star? In other words, your life is meant to shine. You are the light of the world. You are the light to your family. You are the light to your generation. You are the light to your city. You are the light to the people in the church. You are the light to the people dwelling in the city. Praise be to Jesus. The Lord promised that the people will multiply. I will multiply your offspring. Praise be to God. As the stars of heaven. In other words, the Lord has promised that we cannot be barren. Ikabahanda zetelede behendelede mahanda. Ijadabaradiananda. Is there anything that have been barren in your life? Is there anything that doesn't seem to be working? Today we want to bring it to the place of remembrance that God has promised that we shall multiply. Your offspring will multiply as the stars of heaven. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The seed of God cannot be barren. I want to tell yourself that I cannot be barren. My life cannot be barren. I cannot be barren. I am fruitful. I must multiply. Whatever I do must multiply. My ministry must multiply. My call must multiply. My business must multiply. I am a fragrance of Christ. Whatever I touch must grow. Whatever I touch must multiply. My business must multiply. My farm must multiply. My ministry must multiply, because I am connected with the everlasting covenant that God had with Abraham, that I will multiply your seeds. I will multiply your offspring to become like stars of heaven. Do you know the stars of heaven cannot be counted? Praise be to Jesus. In other words, what God wants to do between me and you will grow in such a magnitude that everywhere we go, people will know that these are the children of the Most High. These are the people of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And nothing is permitted to block us from fulfilling our destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven. In other words, you cannot die unfulfilled. You cannot die die and fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any other power that has been claiming your life, from today it is roasted by fire. From today it is ended by the everlasting covenant of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have a higher covenant, a higher covenant than any other covenant, the covenant connected with the Abrahamic blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, no curse, no devil is permitted to hold you down in the mighty name of Jesus, because today we remember our God, we remember our King, that he had a covenant with our forefather Abraham, that he will multiply our seed to become like the stars of heaven. Ekabaganda zadia ribo jejamahanda mekedelegaja ekibihanda mandalate tepinia kanda. Mighty Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, as a ministry we must become like the stars of heaven. RTD Church International will be in all nations of the world. RTD Church International will be in all states of United States. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall multiply as a people. We shall multiply as a church. We shall multiply and fill the earth with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because we are children of the promise. We are connected with the promise, and our life are not permitted to be stagnant. Our life are not permitted to be stagnant. In the mighty name of Jesus, our life is propelled by grace. Our life is propelled by the everlasting covenant that God has with his children. And Father, we remind you of the covenant that you made with our fathers today, in the name of Jesus, that we shall not be left stranded, that we shall never be the tail, but we shall be the head, in the name of Jesus. You promised to multiply us, and Father, today we pray that multiply our lives, multiply our destiny, multiply our calling, multiply your blessing that you have in our lives, multiply your giftings in our lives, multiply ekabaganda ribosha, that we shall be like the stars of heaven. In the name of Jesus, I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised, I will give to your offspring. Tell somebody, I have an inheritance in the Lord. I have an inheritance in the Lord. I have an inheritance in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, it is written, you shall eat the good of the land. Wherever you are, there is a place that God has promised for you, for your portion in that land, in that city, in that nation. It doesn't matter how the economy looks like. I have an inheritance, and the devil cannot block my inheritance, because God says, I shall possess the land. Wherever the sole of thy feet shall tread upon, you shall preoccupy. And Father, we bring to remembrance your covenant with your children, your covenant with your our forefathers, oh God, that wherever the sole of our feet shall tread upon, we shall preoccupy. Father, you have allowed us by virtue to step on Chicago. You have allowed us by virtue to be in this beloved nation of America. And Father, we decree your covenant upon our life, that we shall possess the land. In the name of Jesus, we shall possess the land. We shall eat the good of the land. The good of the land will look unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall possess Zegabagande Legaya, Yekebegenanda Rabatali Kanagananda, Okosha Shabanande Leperiana Gadaya. Poverty is not our portion in the name of Jesus, because we have an inheritance to eat the best. We have an inheritance to have the best. In the mighty name of Jesus, it has reached a time that the children of God has to arise, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because the word has spoken that we shall be the head and never the tail. The word has spoken that we shall lend to nation and borrow not, in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the everlasting covenant that God has with his children. And Father, we bring to remembrance, oh God, irrespective of our suffering, irrespective of our shortcomings, oh God, today we pray that intervening in our lives, intervene in our job situation, intervene in our career, intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Today, break every yoke of poverty, break every yoke of poverty, every yoke of setback, anything that have been a setback in our life that doesn't want us to be what God wants us to be. Today, by the mercies of God, we invoke the covenant of the living God that we shall multiply, we shall pray, we shall have the land in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the best of the land is our portion in Jesus' name. Reba bababu shande zelete deba. I have promised I will give you offspring, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people. Today we must possess our possession. Whatever God has in store for you and your generation that have been in the hand of the devil must return back to the church of Jesus. Whatever that God has released to the church in this hour, in this dispensation, must return back to the body of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Because we have a promise with God. We have an everlasting covenant with God in the name of Jesus. We cannot suffer the way they suffer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our life must propel forward. We are the pioneers. We are the pioneers in the business, pioneers in the political, pioneers in the education system. Pioneers in the name of Jesus as a church. We are going to be pioneers in the business, pioneers in the bank industry, pioneers in innovation, pioneers in finance, pioneers in the economics, pioneers in leadership training. We shall be pioneers. We shall lead by the light of the Holy Scripture in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, pioneers in the medical field, in the mighty name of Jesus. It has reached a time that the people of God has to arise and become what God wants them to become. The people of God must have a voice in the land. The people of God must have a voice in the nations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. People will not look down upon us again, in the mighty name of Jesus, because God is lifting us. God is lifting us up to a place where the devil cannot trample against us in the name of Jesus. Remember, Lord, remember. Remember. The book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 9. And when you go to war in your land against the adversary who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Every time you face a difficult situation, every time you face something that other people have been facing and they have been defeated, call God into remembrance. Is there something that you feel is so difficult? Is so difficult to overcome? Do you have enemies that seems to be oppressing you? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Bible says you shall blow a trumpet. In other words, we shall raise a shout to the Lord, that the Lord, we are here by your mercy. We are here in this nation by your mercy, and we need breakthrough. We need breakthrough in our lives. We need breakthrough in this church of God. We need breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Any spiritual environment that has blocked our destiny, as the Lord is bringing us to remembrance, it must must flee. Every enemies of our life must flee. Every demonic entity that have been blocking what God has for us, every prince of Persia must be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we lift up a trumpet of shout, Jataradiana Mahando Roboshata, Jege de Lendes de Perita de Balandi, Ekiato Namando Zopa Barati, Lebenanda Zakatali Kadananda, Ekibahanda Matia Radande, Ejanda Magadashe Shebeneta, Ejanda Magadashe Sheka Daganane, Ekabaganda Rata Sedineta Magadali. We lift up our voices towards heaven, O God, and we call unto you, O God, today, that appear in every situation, appear in every situation that have oppressed your children, appear in every situation that have oppressed our lives, appear in every situation that have oppressed our progress as a church, as a people, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we call upon the name of the Lord, Makatabalagadea, let the oppressed be defeated, let every powers of darkness be defeated, let every powers of oppression be defeated in the name of Jesus, for we are arising higher, higher above every seed of oppression, higher above every generational curses, higher above every darkness, higher above every devil, higher above every marine power, higher above vekete barata leperia barande eparatori de barande epeka daganande zeperida lepeganante zopa maganante. The Bible say when the Lord shall remember, ikabagadala gadile ganaya ikabagadala gine ganalaya yeketele gedele ganaya jagadala gadele gadaya. Father, we are your children, we are your heritage, in the mighty name of Jesus, we have been grafted to everlasting covenant, and anything that have been bringing a claim in our life that we cannot be what God wants us to be, anything that have been speaking death, anything that have been speaking stagnation, anything that have been speaking poverty, anything that have been speaking defeat, today in the name of Jesus, we come against you by a higher covenant. We come against you by the covenant we have with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Ekabaganda likanaza, ekabaganda makaria radaja. You spirit that of oppressed generations, today we arrest you in the name of Jesus. You spirit that of oppressed generation into poverty, into lack, into alcoholism, into prostitution, today we arrest you by the mercies of God, by the power of God, by the blood of Jesus. We counsel you, 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 because the Lord has remembered us. In the name of Jesus, and every darkness must leave. Any spirit that have oppressed our destiny, every spirit that have oppressed our lives, not to be what God wants us to be, today we arrest you. Okoba gadea, okoba bagada, jeperina magnata, ekia kona magi hadi, ekia kona magadile gina, ekia kona magadile gina. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying when they lift up the shout, the Lord will bring it to remembrance. Makata lagito logoto manadaya. Ekina magadala dina kondo magadile geda gai. Egede mene gena gada gide gede gene gaya. Egida gina gana gide gele gina gada gaya. Egada lagina gana gide gele gina gaya. Egadile gina gina gada li gine gira gaya. Egide gele gine gine gina. Agada lagine gada gile gia. Any spirit that have oppressed the family man. They said that they will not be able to finish high school. They said they will not be able to finish high school. They said they will not be able to go to university. They said they will not be able to be married. They said they will not be able to have a wedding. They said they will not be able to prosper. They said that their business will not do well. But today, by the mercy, today, by the higher covenant, we call our God into remembrance. We call our God into remembrance, that he may remember the covenant that he had with our forefather Abraham, that he may remember the covenant that he had with our forefather Isaac and Israel, that he has given us an inheritance above authority, above darkness, above every powers of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, that we shall hold serpents in our hands, by no means they shall harm us. We are a blessed heritage in the name of Jesus, and whoever God has blessed, no man can curse, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is written that no enchantment shall succeed in the house of Jacob, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, today, every words of enchantment against our lives, against our destiny, every negative tongue, every words of darkness that was spoken in dark places concerning our lives, concerning our destiny, concerning our children, today, by the mercy, today, by the higher covenant, we nullify those dark words that have carried negative spirit. Today, in the name of Jesus, we rise up in remembrance. We call our God that we are a blessed generation. We are a blessed heritage. Our inheritance cannot be in the hands of the devil. Our future cannot be in the hands of the devil. Our star cannot be in the hands of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, we invoke back our blessing. Ikabaganda lagaja, ikabaganda magadile genaza, ekira binando roparata, ekia mahanda liparata. Rejection is not our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are a blessed people. In the name of Jesus, doors must open. In the name of Jesus, we are highly favored. In Jesus' mighty name. Lepataraba gadalika namahanda, jetele de bedeganda labadia, lebe de behanda magadile gedebaya, jebeneganda ladine mahanda damanda. Those powers have been oppressing you, that you will amount to nothing. Egada mahanda, but today, every spirit of oppression in your mind that wants you to live like you are defeated, that wants you to live like chicken, you are called to live above your generation. You are called to shine like the stars of the brightness of the firmament. Your life is called to shine. You are called to come out of the dust and sit in kingly places. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call you out of the dust. I call you out of prostitution. I call you out of addiction. I call you out of marijuana addiction. I call you out of alcoholism. See the light of glory. Rapa gadaya, rapa bagadala gosh, legina godobash, legina godobash. Let Christ shine upon you with the higher authority. I break that curse. I break that family curse. I break that curse that want people to live miserable, that doesn't want anyone to prosper, that want people to live in alcoholism. In the name of Jesus. Labanite meje dele benani. E kadalaga dede de basanda mazoto robosha. Jebe dele peana mahanto. La te de bahanda. The book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me, and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. This was the prayer of Hannah, who was barren. He was afflicted. They mocked her. You know, when you are barren and the first wife was bearing children, she was being mocked day and night. I don't know about your situation. They might have said that this family is known to be a poor family. This family is known as if nobody can make it. Nobody can go to college out of this family. No doctors can come out of this family. No pioneers can come out of this family. They say no businessman and no businesswoman can come out of this family. I don't know what kind of affliction that have wrapped in your life, but I want you to cry out to the Lord today, like the way Anna prayed to the Lord, that Lord, remember me, remember me, remember me, remember your servant, remember the days I've served you, remember the days I've stood in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Remember me, oh God, deliver me from this affliction, deliver me from this cancer, deliver me from this HIV AIDS, deliver me from this diabetes, deliver me, oh God, that I may preach your word, that I may tell the nation that you are the healer of healers, that I may tell the nation that you are the great physician, that I may tell the nation that with you nothing shall be impossible, that the one that had no child, oh Bajata Magadile Gedemaya, Ekebedelanda de Banamanda, oh Kobagadine Gendelate Debedaya, the one that they thought was jobless, the one that they thought could not get married, the one they thought that could not bear children will bear many. In the name of Jesus, they thought that your life is useless. They thought that you will amount to nothing. But God is raising you out of nothing to become something. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord is pulling you out of the dungeon. The way he pulled Joseph out of the dungeon, the spirit of remembrance is coming to pull you out. They had forgotten about your case. They had forgotten about your life. They had forgotten about your existence. But the spirit of remembrance is coming. They forgot about Joseph after doing good work. They forgot about him. Joseph told the man, remember me. If you found favor with the king, remember me. But the man went and never forgot, never remembered Moses, never remembered Joseph. May today, may somebody give you a call. May today, may somebody that had forgotten about you give you a call. May they remember you and come to be a blessing to you, and come to be a blessing to your ministry. You are a blessing to them. They went and became bigger, but they forgot that you are the one that prayed for them. They forgot that you were there for them when no one was there for them. Mighty God of Nazareth, oh Lord, remember me today, oh Lord. Remember me today, oh Lord. I have come to your sanctuary the way Anna came. And Father, I pray, I want to come out of this poverty. And the wealth you will give me, I will use it to make sure that this gospel is preached to all nations. In the name of Jesus, just the way Anna prayed and said, Lord, if you give me this child, I will give him back to you. Lord, if you give my life back, I will serve you with my life. If you give my health back, I will serve you with my health. If you give my mind back, I will serve you with it, oh God. Whatever you give me today, I will serve you with it. I will serve you with it. If you give me children, I will serve you with it. If you give me business, I will serve you with it. Whatever you will give me, oh God, that will take away reproach, that will take away shame, I will serve you with it. I will never forget what you have done in my life. Ekabaganda zadine genda, ekabaganda magadile 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 genda, ekabaganda magile geneganda galagine geneganda lagine geneganda. Mighty Father, take away reproach, take away shame, take away the garment of reproach, take away the garment of affliction in the name of Jesus. Remember your servant. Oh, Bashatara Baba Baba. Remember, oh Lord, remember your servant Pastor Lenny. Remember your servant, oh Jehovah. Remember your children in this ministry. Remember the everyone that is connected even now. You are the one that have seen their tears. You are the one that have seen their tears. The tears they cried when nobody was watching. You have seen the affliction of your people. Ekabaganda magadalagin. Ekabaganda magadalagin. Ekabaganda magadiaganda. Ekabaganda magadele gadaya gadalagide galaya. Ekajada lagade lagadia gadalagadia. Ekadia gadalagadia lagadia lagadia galagadia. Egadalagia galagia galagia. Egadabalagadile gadaya gadaya. Legedebele gadia lagadaya. Egadalagadia lagadaya lagadia lagadaya. Egadalagadia lagadia lagadia lagadia. Let affliction break in Jesus' name. Magadana mazadiana mahanda lebene mahanta zabegedelanaja rebede beladiana magando loposo paradigenda lepete pene mahanto zupa barwandi jebene ganda la damande bele demanda la potopa janda magavrate sebenena ribo shabanine kende menanta lebenanto zuba manante zebegena gandalanto eperina magande leganaza zadalamante ebeja Ganda mezete legemehena, ekabaganda labine metelani kende la danza. Let us go to the book of Psalms, chapter 105, verse 8. He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance, when they were few in number of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. The Bible says, say he remembered his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob. There is something today that must be confirmed in your life. It must be confirmed that the Lord is a blessed God. It must be confirmed that your life must become something in the name of Jesus. It must be confirmed today that the Lord has given you a promise of Canaan. There is a spiritual Canaan that you must enter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You must enter into that place where the ravens will feed you. You must enter into that place where doors will open. You must enter into that place where people you do not know will serve you. Ikabaganata radish legesha shabarataya. There is a word that is coming that needs to be confirmed onto your life, onto your seed, onto your destiny, because you are arising to become a star unto your generation. You are rising to become a star unto your family. You are rising to be the light in that home, the light in that city, the light in that side, the light in that family. You are the rising star, because there is something that God wants to confirm in your life. That
family blessing that he had put here, it cannot die. That mantle will not rot on the soil. Every mantle that was meant to rest upon you, today that mantle is returning back. That mantle cannot be manipulated. That prophetic mantle, jagadalagadia, 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 ganaganaza. There is a word that has to be confirmed. That evangelical mantle that was running in the family that has been barren, I commanded to arise and locate the owner in the name of Jesus. May the Lord confirm his word. The Bible said God spoke through Abraham. He again reinstated his word in Isaac. But when it came unto Jacob, he confirmed his word. May the Lord confirm his word concerning your life today. You are coming out of poverty to wealth in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of rags, ekabagana gidelaya, to read, to sit with in kingly places. From today, the blessings to make you a royal priesthood. Agadia ganata ribo korabaya, jegenando kolobanata, lebia tapar rebarata pe, lebarata pi birata, rebine kanaganade ribarari, epina mandalate tepirina kondarana, eperita namanante zebenata ribarata, is coming upon you. Your life will become so heavy that it cannot be ignored. Your life will become so heavy that it cannot be ignored. The anointing of God upon your life will become so heavy. The beauty of God upon your life will become so heavy. The favor of the Lord upon your life will become so heavy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, people will hear your sound. The lame will rise up. The dead will be raised because they heard your sound. Because God is putting something heavy. God is returning back the blessing that have been stolen. That family mantle, jagada lagade, the days of slavery are over. Yakabagada labai, jege de belita labagana baganas, jege ne gania ganala gida galagas. Can you imagine people that were so blessed spent 430 years in the land of slavery when there was a heavy covenant upon their lives? Mighty Father, today by the mercies of God, I release the every covenant of our Father upon our life, a covenant that we cannot be looked down upon. That Father, you rebuke kings on their behalf, you allow no one to oppress them in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of what is upon our life, nothing is permitted to oppress us. No witchcraft is permitted to oppress us. No generational power is permitted to oppress us. No power of hell is permitted to oppress us, because we are the children of the covenant. Ikabagadala kitelaga laganazo zagadala, yakita laganazo zagalasa, zekeleka laganazo zagalakalasa, zekeleganazo zagalanazo 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 zagalasa. No power is permitted to oppress our life. Ikabaganata ribaranda zibanato, eperede kendenata teberano kondalana, eperida ganazo zaganata ribanata, lepete perada kitelaga, lepete perada ribarata, lepete perada rabarata, lepete perida kandalati ribaroda, ribaronda bintamene kena gananaza, repete pelede menahanda, jagadalaganaza, jagadalaganeganaza, legineganaza. Those powers that have been oppressing people in your family, today is the end of them. In the name of Jesus. The Bible say he allowed no one to oppress them. Enough is enough for the years of slavery. Enough is enough for the years of slavery. Enough is enough for the years of oppression of darkness. In the name of Jesus, today every darkness in your life is arrested. Today every darkness in your life is arrested. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that has been oppressing your future, anything that has been oppressing your womb, anything that has been oppressing your marriage, anything that has been oppressing experiencing your life today by the mercies of God. Today we invoke the spirit of remembrance. I pull you out of that place, of that dungeon that they are barring you from. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lapoto Shopa Baba Jaya. The Bible say, when they were few in number of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation. As your life been wandering, you have been going from place to place. You have been going from job to job. You have been going from church to church. May the speed of God locate you. May the grace of God locate you. May the Lord plant you from today. A place where you will flourish. A place where your numbers will become great. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May the grace of God locate you today. In the name of Jesus. We are praying prophetically. May the grace of God locate your family. May the grace of God locate your life. May the grace of God locate your business. May the grace of God makataladi. Jete lebenanda zakatai jaganite liba hando manda late tepelida epeida banda late sep again the late taparate again me hand the bele de mahanda da barata taparide e gada bahanda magadije e gebelata tepelenando e perede zebelete teperede gedelata teperede jadala kande meketeli gadalata lepetea mahanto zaperete kedelana e kia bahato robo konda libananda e gej Janda Magadali Ketela Gadaza, Ekedebina Hando Zopa Gadala Gija, Ekibahanda Magatali Gadalato, Ebedebelata da Balagide de Belegani, Eparata Zebeneananda Radaja. May the grace of God locate you today. May the grace of God locate you. 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 Zadarata tatata, there's a fresh anointing. The grace of God is locating some of us. The grace of God is coming, is coming, is coming. He's coming to reposition you. He's coming to plant you. He's coming to put you in a place where you will grow and become a mighty nation. The grace, the years of wandering is over. The years of stagnantship is over. Ekabagada lagade, jadaratatata, jadaratatata, zakaratatata, zegadarata teperiatarata, zegedele. Legadia,
ratata parada reberete separero e paradoro basataradi e pararoba zatalagine e perene mekendaladia reperene mezendele periano e jada balataniana e katabarana mianta e poroba shabari e poroba bazande e poroba baganate e poroba bagadande e poroba bazanda e pekete peleganaya e jada lagadia laganaza e galagadia lagania gania ganaza e perede belede. Let the grace of our Lord
locate you today in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, may the grace of God locate you in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God locate you in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, locate me by your grace. Locate me by your grace in the name of Jesus. Locate me, Father, locate me, locate me, locate me in the name of Jesus. Era baba baba bo shatala bine kenda namanda e hena mahashanane nelema helanani amagadala dimanda mashada baladie heposhopa magani ne mahantarabo korobo shadele benai he pamashanda mine kendele demanda zadalabishi he parada mahashiana helaha helaha rabaka lelebeneza helaha jaganani anamanda zetele demenekanda la damandi helaha shanihanda makaria dama telebenena heperete lebenekanda zapakorobo shande lebede balada hepekete lebene halda rabagade lepete balagadi debosha he namahata la baba bo shatara bagande shepeketele de beshende zetele de bebusha. I will read the book of Genesis chapter 41 verse 9. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, I remember my offenses today. When Pharaoh was angry with his servant and put me and the chief baker in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, we dreamed on the same night, he and I, each having a dream with his own interpretation. A young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. When we told him, he interpreted our dreams to us, giving an interpretation to each man according to his dream. And as he interpreted to us, so it came about, I was restored to my office and the baker was hanged. Do you know there are people that your life saved them? That word you spoke to them saved them. That prayer you spoke to them saved them. And they went back and were restored to their office. But they forgot about you. The chief gap bearer said he remembered his offense. Because when Joseph interpreted the dream, he said, remember me. He said, remember me before the king. There are tendencies that when people reach to a place of luxury, a place of fulfillment, they don't remember the people that lift them there. They don't remember the prayers that lift them there. They don't remember the hands that lift them there. They don't remember the gifts that lift them there. Have you prayed for people? They go out, they get blessed, but they don't remember you. That is an offense. Praise be to God. That man of God that prayed for you when you are nothing, now you are something, and that man of God is struggling in the ministry, but you don't come to help them. God has blessed you now. Your ministry is big. You don't even give an offering to his ministry. Praise be to Jesus. That is an offense. Father, we are going to pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody that is destined to remember us will remember us. Somebody that is destined to remember and come to be a blessing and remove us from the dungeon we have been rotting in. The time of staying in the dungeon of like Joseph has reached to an end in the name of Jesus, because the spirit of remembrance is being released. You have been in the dungeon for too long. You have been in that dungeon where they have covered your life. You have been in that dungeon where nobody remember you, when they know very well you are gifted, you are anointed. They know that your ministry has been a blessing to them. They know that they always come in your ministry, they get revived, they get empowered, they get filled with the Holy Ghost, but they don't want to remember you. Mighty Father, today in the name of Jesus, whoever needs to remember us, oh God, oh go must remember us today in the name of Jesus. Mighty Father, give them restlessness until they remember us. Give them restlessness until they remember us. For we have to come out of the dungeon. We have to come out of that place where nobody knows about our ministry, yet our ministry has been a blessing to many. Mighty Father, whoever needs to remember us, oh ko bagadile genemanda jege de letina mahanda barata sidarate eberina mahanda likadabaya. There is nations that we need to save. Imagine people who could have died if Joseph could have not come out of the dungeon. Remember the anger that could have killed people if Joseph could have not come out of the dungeon. Do you know, even in the dungeon, God has been using you. God has been lifting you. God has been showing that he has put something in you. But only few people are seeing it. But it has reached a time that the nations needs to see what God has put in you. It has reached a time that your community needs to see what God has put in you. It has reached a time where your city needs to see what God has put in you. It has reached a time. I want you to pray that prayer aggressively from the bottom of your heart, from the bottom of your spirit. You can rise up on your feet, hallelujah, and pray that prayer aggressively. That Lord, I cannot remain in the dungeon. I cannot remain just a leader of people in prison, oh Lord. I must be released out of my prison so that I conquer generations for Christ. I must come out of this place where nobody knows about my name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord. I wanted to open your mouth and pray that prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from the bottom of your spirit, that whoever needs to remember you, they will ask them their feet in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. I cannot remain in the dungeon forever. I cannot remain in the place where nobody knows me forever. Those people that you have used me, Lord, to touch my, to touch their lives, may they remember me. May they remember me. May they remember me. May they come and help me build your sanctuary. May they come and help me build your kingdom. Remember me, Lord. Remember my situation. Remember me, Lord. Pull me out by grace, out of the dungeon, out of the dungeon, out of the prison fools. Pull me out. Pull me out, oh God. You know, mighty God, I am called to sit in kingly places. You know, mighty God, I am called to be a prime minister of a nation. You know, mighty God, I am called to save a generation from destruction with the call that you have put in my life, with the mantle of the prophetic, with the mantle of evangelism, with the mantle of teaching, with the mantle of pastoral, with the mantle of apostolic. You know very well, Lord, that I am called to be a blessing to many, but I, my life cannot stay in the dungeon. I cannot remain in the dungeon. I cannot remain in the dungeon. I cannot remain in the dungeon. Remember me, Lord. Remember my life. Remember my calling. Remember my ministry. Remember me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That my life be a blessing to many. If you have an anointing oil, I want you to lift it before the Lord. We are going to bless it and we are going to anoint ourselves as a covenant of connection, that we are connecting back to a higher covenant. We are bringing God to remembrance. The covenant that worked for Abraham, the covenant that worked for Isaac, the covenant that worked for Israel will work for us from today. It will nullify any negative thing in our lives in the name of Jesus. Though that we are few, we shall multiply. As a church, as a people, we shall multiply. The Lord will rebuke oppression in the name of Jesus. The yoke of oppression by the reasoning of the anointing will be broken today in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that bless this oil in the name of Jesus. Wherever this oil will come upon, there must be new life, there must be breakthrough, there must be new beginning, there must be prosperity, there must be restoration, there must be healing in the name of Jesus. There must be revival in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, and the burden shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. Any burden that they have been carrying in their shoulder, every burdens of sorrow and oppression, today must be lifted in the name of Jesus. Today the impartation of remembrance is thereby released. We are walking into our destiny. We are walking into the places that God has called us to walk in. Great doors are opening today in the name of Jesus. Great doors are opening. People are coming to our lives that are willing to do whatever it takes to make us sure that we shine in the mighty name of Jesus. The chief bearer will remember us today in the name of Jesus. Bye.
I want you to anoint yourself. Hallelujah. Today, in this service, you are going to be impacted with something. Today, I'm connecting you. I'm connecting your bloodline with the bloodline of Jesus. I am connecting you with a rich heritage in the name of Jesus. Rich heritage that will pull you out of chaos, will pull you out of generational struggles. I am connecting with rich heritage of Christ Jesus. Rich heritage. Lepene mananda radabide kanabashade. Lepene manda mete lepene kanda dabadia bajanda. Eperina mahanto zabide belenda bita bide. Eparadanda magadide de baladine mahanda da baladija. Eperede behenda lepete pele de bedewa. Lepeto maganda bige de bele de bide gandalata. Egeda belenda bagadia tata. As this oil is coming upon your head, the spirit of remembrance is coming upon you. The spirit of lifting is coming upon you. The spirit of remembrance. Your generation must hear you. Your voice must be heard. In the name of Jesus, you must multiply. You must be fruitful from today. You must become what God wants you to become. Receive your inheritance you have in Christ Jesus. Receive your impactation. Receive your inheritance. You are coming out of that dungeon. You are coming out of that grave. You are coming out in the name of Jesus, by the light of his glory, by the light of his glory, by the power of a higher covenant. It is pulling you out. 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 The masses of God, the grace of God has come to allocate you. Ikabagada lagadija, jebenege de legedia lagadia lagadia lagadaja, jebede belede di mahanda. There are people that the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon them. They are going to found them spell speaking in a tongue they have never spoken before. Jege de legene handa ribo sheshabanani ne ketele de bedeja lebene kanda labadia lagadia naganda lagadia lagadaj lebede belede de belede de belede de de belia de belagdi lebede belide de baladia de balida lebede belede beladia de baladadia. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 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 Zadada de 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 zadada da zadada da zadada da zadada da zadada da zadada da da. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, from today your life must shine. Your destiny must shine. In the name of Jesus, from today you will not remain in the dungeon. From today, in that company, they will know about you. The president will remember you. The kings will remember you. The bosses and the CEOs will remember you. They will promote you. In the name of Jesus, you did well, but they didn't remember you. From today, they must remember you. In the name of Jesus, they must remember you. They must remember you. The way they remembered Mordecai, they must remember you in that company. They must remember you. They must remember you. In the name of Jesus, they must remember you. They must remember you the way they remembered Mordecai. From today, you are remembered. From today, people will not forget about you. From today, people will want to help you. From today, people will want to bless you. From today, people will want to give into your life because they have seen that you have been a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, from today, in the name of Jesus, let your life be remembered. Let the Lord remember you. Let the Lord pick you out of the dungeon. Let the Lord pick you out in the name of Jesus. Let the grace locate you in that prison.
Let the grace locate you in that poverty. Let the grace locate you in that hospital. Let the grace locate you in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God locate you. Let the grace of God locate you in that family. Let the grace of God locate you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your life will shine. Your life will be a blessing unto your generation in the name of Jesus, because God has remembered you. God has remembered the tears that you have been crying, and He has come to help you. He has come to add ears into your life. He has come to add you life, and life in abundance in the name of Jesus. From today, you shall be a shining light that becomes brighter and brighter as it approaches the noonday. Your life will shine for the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray for the offering. If the Lord leads you to give, if the word has blessed you, you want to give into the word. Praise be to God. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. If this ministry is a blessing unto you, please stand with us. Hallelujah. You are giving. Help us to support and to propel the kingdom of God in a new level. Father, we pray for every gift, for every offering, for every tithes that are presented upon this altar. Lord Almighty, we command it to be fruitful. We command it to multiply. We command it to fill the earth. We give you thanks, for we give what you have given unto us. And Lord, we pray for your blessing that add riches and adds no sorrow. Be our portion as your children, that we shall go forth and shine forth in the name of Jesus. We are a blessed people. We are a blessed heritage. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And I say the grace. Okay, David, come and say the grace to us. Come.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, David, in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you, and God bless you again and again. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you wherever you are watching, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are grateful, those who are connected, in the name of Jesus. We send our greetings, our blessings to you in the name of Jesus. And I believe that your life will never be the same from today onwards. Hallelujah. Your life will be a blessing to many in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. Our sister Yanisa Gobo, God bless you in the name of Jesus. In that sickness, God has pulled you out of it in the mighty name of Jesus. And you shall testify of the goodness of the Lord. You shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. That oppression is rebuked back to hell in the mighty name of Jesus, because God has spoken. Your life is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And from today, you will be a blessing unto your generation in the name of Jesus. Receive that word, Yanisa Gobo, from YouTube in the name of Jesus. Receive that word. I feel in my spirit that the Lord is lifting you, the Lord is taking you to higher places in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even those that are watching, some are watching from Facebook, stay blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today the Lord has remembered you, and your life will never and never be the same again. Hallelujah. Amen. May hallelujah, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and evermore.
May the God of Israel bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. And may the Lord keep you. You are covered. You are blessed. Go forth and shine. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.